Sean Dignan, I'm chatting to Pat, I'm chatting to Kyle on your management team regularly, and they keep telling me, listen, it's about rugby this year. We want to start playing an open game. We want to give the young lads a chance to play rugby. It's a prime example of it here today. You've lost a ding-dong battle, scoring 4-2, and a good side has beaten you.
Look, credit to Castlebar, Rob. To be fair, they're very, very well coached. They have an excellent lineup, Maul, without giving too much away, but I thought they took, particularly their second try, was straight off the training park. They recycled the ball, I think, you know, it was a 5 or 6 phases, but I thought it was an exceptionally good try. So it's not by chance that they beat us. It wasn't hard luck on our part. I was delighted with their own team's performance on the back of last week. We were very disappointed, full credit to Tume. We were extremely disappointed. We had a lot of soul searching during the week, and in fairness, we asked for a performance today, and we kind of took the focus away from the result side of things. And I thought the lads answered in bucket loads. I thought it was an outstanding team effort there today, a squad effort. We got all 5 subs on. So we couldn't have asked for any more, really. Disappointed that things didn't go our way at the result, but we're more pleased that we now have a foundation to move another step forward.
At one stage in the second half, it was 23-12, and the game could have completely gone. You get hit in the head by rugby balls. That aside, the game could have completely gone away from you at that stage.
Yeah, I think the score was 23-12 with about 12 to go, 12 plus injury, and we were humming and hawing about making a sub, and we kind of said we'd leave at 5 or 6. I thought there was a bit of football in us. We were making line breaks. We were making good line breaks, although we were struggling to get territory. But when we did get a little bit of territory, we made some good line breaks. I thought, if we can get one score, I thought the pressure will come on Castlebar. They'll get a little bit anxious going into the last 5 or 6. The pressure would all be on them, having had a big 12-point margin, I think it was, at one point. And lo and behold, like young Blade, excuse me, he pushed Mike Concar under the post, having run 30 or 40 metres.
Oh,
so outstanding.
People were shouting at him to kick it. He had no interest
footwork.
In kicking.
Yeah, no, his footwork was brilliant. He just did the full back, inside, outside. I thought it was a brilliant bit of footwork. We thought if we got that score, we thought Castlebar and I were going to get anxious. You know, they're just up in this division. I'm sure they saw us as a big target. And in fairness, they came right back at us. I think they got territory, and they went through the phases, 8 or 10 phases. They just pick and jam. And, you know, when the pressure comes on, I thought that was a great response from their point of view. And we just couldn't get hold of the ball enough to kind of put them under pressure for the last 5 or 6. But look, Rob, we're really proud of the lads. You know, we're so proud after last week. They really responded, and I think responded with a score every time Castlebar scored today. So look, it's a foundation to go forward with.
Last question, the young lads, like you mentioned, Blade, Darren Collins forced a turnover for one of those tries when you were coming back into it. Maher in the back row, Colin Mannion in the first few minutes. They're not just part of this team. They're really contributing.
For sure. Look, it's no secret at this stage that, you know, the likes of Kevin Higgins and others like him that have soldiered on for years, and he's still in the equation. It's no secret that Munavay are not the team that they were last year and previous years. And we looked at it during the summer, and we really needed to bring these young lads through to have, you know, a fresh impetus and a bit more life and blood in the team, young blood in the team. And in fairness, at times, young Mannion in the centre and Owen Blade, I mean, he's just an outstanding athlete. You know, give him a hurl stick, give him a Gaelic football, give him a rugby ball. He's an outstanding individual. And to be fair, the young lads that came off the bench, young Porrick Mannion, Rodney started. There was the two flankers that came on, Mackey and Fergus Killarney. You know, these are all lads that most of those lads have never played 1A rugby before. It's a huge step up for them. And they said after the Tume game, geez, that was a bit of a... I was going to use a profanity, but I won't. But it was a wake-up call to them. So we're drip-feeding those young lads into the system, and hopefully it'll stand to us. We don't see this as a short-term fix or a short-term journey. This is, we're in it for the long haul, and the young lads have bought into what we're trying to do.